Ugh, you are cruel, young mistress.
He smirked at her, shaking his head.
Your parents named you too well.
Bing Mei smiled. Their banter was all in good humor. Her name meant Ice Rose. It wasn't that it suited her because her skin was so pale, although it was, or because she was beautiful, because she wasn't. Her face was too big, and she was too short and skinny. No, Father had named her Bing Mei, a rose that blooms in winter, because he wished for her to embrace her thorns. Her parents owned the family ensign, the security and bodyguard business her grandfather had started when he'd served the ruler of Yi Wu. But boundaries between the kingdoms shifted like the winds in the river deposits. The banner of their ensign was a mountain leopard, which were more common in the mountains where grandfather had grown up. Her family had a reputation for their martial skills. They were feared by the lawless groups of Qiang Dao, who owed allegiance to none of the kings, and who pillaged caravans or snuck into towns to rob the estates of the wealthy. Each season, emissaries climbed up the mountain to Quansun, seeking their help. As she stood on the wall, she turned her head and gazed down at her home. No one knew who'd built it. The thick stone walls and Maywood timbers were solid, and although speckled with lichen, they had defied the ravages of time and weather. While the roof tiles had been patched over the years, the curving slope did well under the onerous weight of snow. Some ancient civilization had constructed the Quansun, and many of the cities within their world. It was unknown what had become of the ancients, but their buildings had outlasted them, and so had the symbols they'd engraved in their architecture and art. Like the leopard, a creature then had come to symbolize the taming of cruelty. When her father and mother had arrived at their destination, having successfully protected the caravan they'd been hired to accompany, the leopard symbol was received with joy and gladness. What the sign had meant originally, no one knew. There were some creatures depicted in statuary and ornamental designs that still mystified those looking at them. Did those kinds of animals even exist anymore? Had they ever existed? So much of the world was a mystery to Bing Mei. Where had her ancestors come from? Why were so many languages spoken throughout the kingdoms? Why was so much of the year spent in shadow, the other in light? No one understood. But the change had been attributed to the dragons of myth. The light half of the year was known as the Dragon of Dawn, the dark half as the Dragon of Night. Worry began to bubble up again as she sniffed the cold, sharp air. If winter came too soon, her parents wouldn't be able to finish their journey. She didn't want to spend the Dragon of Night without her parents, trapped in the Quansun without news of their adventures. The rain began to fall in earnest then, striking at Bing Mei and Zizhu viciously as the skies began to seethe.
"Have you seen any sign of the fog?"
Bing Mei asked worriedly, wiping a drop that had landed on her nose.
"No, young miss. Try not to worry. They'll be back. I thought I heard a noise in the distance. I know it must be them."
"Shout when you see them coming,"
Bing Mei ordered. He frowned at her.
"I am Zizhu, a free man. You cannot order me about, little miss. You are only 10 years old."
"I'm 12. Now promise me you'll shout or I'll throw stones at you from down below."
"If I thought you could hit me, I'd be worried," he said. "Now get out of the rain before your petals fall off."
She bounded back to the ladder, glancing into the distance one last time, but her view was impeded by layers of storm clouds. A shiver ran down her back. The storm made practicing in the training yard unpleasant, so Bing Mei worked on her fist techniques within the Quansun itself. It smelled like spoiling fruit, but she burned incense to banish the stench. Only Bing Mei could smell it, but a feeling of unease hung in the air, which had everyone agitated. Grandfather didn't seek her out, but she saw glimpses of him on and off throughout the day, pacing, watching the walls and the storm raging outside, his hands closed.